Shane O'Donnell, Donegal joint captain, that was a phenomenal win today. The game changed a lot when you come on at half time, but talk us through the Donegal performance.
Yeah, everybody was happy. So they were big shift from 1 to 15, and the subs included as well. Everybody left their all out in that pitch, and I suppose that's probably what got us over the line in the end. So happy to go away with the victory.
Serious efficiency in that first half, and it was a really competitive first half between both sides. You had a bit of a wind at your back, so there was probably a bit of pressure to get a lead at half time. You must have been really happy with a lot of things that you did.
Yeah, very happy, yeah. It was neck and neck for the whole way through the first half. Going in with a 4-point lead, I suppose, with that breeze, you'd probably want it to be a bit more, but we were still happy enough with how the performance was going, and just tried to kick on from there, I suppose, and try to keep what we were doing, and got over the line, so yeah, happy with the victory.
Yeah, there was a couple of changes made to both teams before the game. You didn't start. What was going on there? And obviously, come on, and a big influence in the second half when you come on for Ryan McHugh.
Max Campbell was playing there, and I suppose it was deservedly after what he'd done in the league final, especially against Kerry as well. So, Max just played there, and he had a phenomenal game again there, so he did. And I just came off the bench and tried to give him my best as well, so now just happy out.
Half time was carnage, everyone was involved. Ryan McHugh ended up getting bandaged and missed a lot of the second half. Micheál Burns was sent off because of it, but to be honest, there's an awful lot going on in that. What's it like dealing with that sort of madness at half time when you go back in, and where were you? Were you in the middle of it too?
No, I wasn't in the middle of it. Now I was doing getting warmed up there, but it was just chaotic. Now we were getting warmed up, and again, I didn't see too much of it now. But I suppose once you get into the change room, I was just trying to forget what just happened and get back to the game plan and get focused again and make sure you're thinking straight. And just trying to leave it all behind there and just worrying about getting the performance.
I suppose you didn't know what was going to happen with the referee Sean Hurston in the second half. I think he waited a couple of minutes to come back out. Is it hard to kind of reset and relax at halftime after all of that?
It is, yeah. But listen, there's a lot of leaders in the group there at the minute, and they're making sure that everybody's staying focused on the game plan. So, listen, once you get in, you get sitting down, hey, everything goes out the window and you're just focused in and getting out and giving your all again.
Yeah, that was a serious performance today. You had a big crowd coming out from Donegal to follow you from one end of the country to another. So many positives to take from it today. It's a great place to be after falling short against Down a couple of weeks back.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. It's a big ask for supporters to come down here, first of all, and we're very thankful for them to be travelling. They travel everywhere for us, and it's definitely a big lift when you can hear them there cheering you on throughout the game, because it's a lot of things add up to get you over the line there for those type of games. Just again, very thankful for all the supporters that came down there, and we'll need them now again for the next game.
Yeah, last one, the physicality between the two teams, you've got to know each other so well over the last couple of years. There's a savage rivalry there, you know, a league final for yourselves and All-Ireland for Kerry last year. You just keep meeting. What's it like when that rivalry is brewing between two teams?
You just look forward to it, I suppose. When you're playing those big games so often, you just look forward to the challenge, and I suppose it's just about making sure that you get on the right side of it. We've been lucky a good few times, we've got a good few victories, but I suppose the big one at the end of the day, we never got it, so still a bit of hurt from it, but yeah, just trying to carry that on now and make sure that we can get the job done this year, hopefully.